Did you know you can tell the age of a mountain goat by counting the rings on its horns? Not even kidding you. It's actually true. We obviously recommend binoculars or a telephoto lens for this because, well, walking right up to one is not well advised. They're not nearly as friendly as they look. Today is Friday, December 27th. This is The Stoke. Let's get it. Good morning, friends, and happy Friday. This episode of The Stoke is brought to you in partnership with the National Park Service. So unless you've been living in a cave in Outer Mongolia, you've seen pictures of the Narrows Trail in Zion National Park. Stunning pictures from people hiking through the river with sheer walls on either side, sometimes so narrow you even have to squeeze between them. You've seen them everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Well, what took millions of years to form took Instagram only a few years to damage. Selfie culture has pulled kids out of their parents' basement, away from Fortnite, and into the outdoors just to take pictures of themselves in beautiful places they didn't know existed, and will likely never go again. So the problem is, it doesn't matter how leave no trace you are, unregulated traffic equals damage. It's just that simple. And this boom in popularity has been damaging parts of the Narrows in Zion National Park, specifically known as Simon Gulch, which has been the last unprotected mile of this 16-mile-long Narrows Trail for years. So how do you solve it? Well, finally, a collaboration between state, federal, and local officials, along with private landowners and the National Park Foundation, has gained permanent protection for the entire 16-mile-long trail. The group's efforts brought protection to the last unprotected mile along the trail, which is also known as Simon Gulch, on the northern boundary of the park, along with ensuring that Zion hikers will have uninterrupted access to the world-famous Zion National Trail. The development means that an encompassing 880 acres of upland on the edge of the park will remain undeveloped and available for people to use. You're obviously still going to need a permit to hike the Narrows, which is a good thing, and you can do that via the NPS website, which is linked to in the email copy of The Stoke, which of course you have in your inbox, right? Hey, our good friends at Big Agnes win another award, this time from bikepacking.com. If you don't know what bikepacking is, it's essentially combining a bike and backpacking. Makes sense, right? You get on your bike, you pack all your stuff, you go on long mountain bike trips instead of just a day and back into your garage, and you pull all your stuff out and you camp. So, like hiking, but you're doing it on a bike. Now, bikepacking.com, the leading authority and community for bikepackers, has awarded Big Agnes Gear of the Year recognition in the camping gear category. Big Agnes, which is an award-winning manufacturer of tents, sleeping bags, pads, apparel, and camp furniture, introduced a collection of dedicated bikepacking tents in 2018, and bikepacking.com thinks they're a pretty big deal. You can learn more about them at BigAgnes.com. Also, Keen Footwear, always known to be proud of their consciously created approach, and now that pride in its product has paid off. Keen has been awarded the prestigious 2019 Supply and Demand Chain Executive Green Supply Chain Award, say that three times fast, from Supply and Demand Chain Executive. The Green Supply Chain Award recognizes companies making green or sustainability a core part of their supply chain strategy, and are working to achieve measurable sustainability goals within their own operations and supply chains. The awards also recognize providers of supply chain solutions and services assisting their customers in achieving measurable sustainability goals. So there you go. Now you can buy comfortable, awesome hiking footwear and feel good about doing it. Hey, if you haven't seen this over on our blog, there's this guy that was skiing in Monte Rosa, which is in Italy. And he's up on top of this hill. The gondola comes by, and what does he do? He grabs onto the bar at the bottom of the gondola and lets it take him off down the mountain. About 250 feet later, he dispatches from that gondola, doing a full backflip and landing in the pow. This is exactly the kind of dude I want to be cutting arcs with, and it's a pretty impressive video, and we've got that over on our blog at gearmonk.com. Well worth checking out. So you know that you always pack in either Burt's Bees or Vaseline or whatever crazy new product comes along to protect your skin, your lips, your this, your that, your everything, right? Whether you're winter hiking, running, mountain biking, skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, camping, whatever, the cold weather in the winter has a way of sucking the moisture right out of your skin, leaving your skin windburned, dry, chapped, etc. Well, there's a little trick that the Inuit people know, and they've known for a long time, that we haven't been practicing, and it's this simple. Go get yourself a $2 tub of Vaseline. Now, you don't need to look like your grandmother's porcelain Hummels by caking this shit all over your body, but put a thick enough layer to act as a barrier that'll last all day long on your face, your neck, your ears, and any other weird part of your body that you think you're going to expose to the cold, dry, and windy air. And you will find that when you go back to the hotel, the resort, back home, whatever, and you shower, all the moisture stays on the inside of your skin. All the bad stuff stays on the outside. Now, the Inuit people, obviously, they use primarily animal fats, and Vaseline is petroleum-based, but it literally serves the exact same purpose. So there's a little tip for you. As you know, the Gear Away will be back in 2020 with a whole new jam. We've kind of shut it down for the rest of 2019, which is only a few days, but coming back in 2020, for those of you that are subscribers to The Stoke, which you can do at thestoke.gearmonk.com, we're giving away trips, adventures, and a whole bunch of other big-ticket items. So we're still giving away gear and smaller items like, you know, carabiners and things like that, but we're also giving away some very, very cool big-ticket items that you're going to want to pay attention to. That's going to wrap us up for this Friday. Go meek the weekend, your bitch, and tell us all about it on Twitter. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. We will talk to you on Monday.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go.